We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the 15th chapter of the second section. He had said that the acts of kindness provide atonement for a person. Uchmodeita b'avot Rabbi Natan, as it says in the great Brisas of Avos to Rabbi Nosa in the fourth chapter, the fifth Mishnah. Pamachat Rav ben Yochanan ben Zakkai yotzei Mirushalayim. On one occasion, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great sage who was our Nasi during that difficult period of the destruction of the Second Temple, the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who had the five disciples, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurknos, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, Rabbi Yossi HaKoin, Rabbi Yishmael ben Netanel. So the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was on his way out of Jerusalem. This is the point in history where the temple's been destroyed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one that makes institutions to ensure that we do not forget the destruction of the temple, to ensure that we live with it as a constant in our minds. Thanks to him, we shake lulav 7 days of Sukkot. Technically, biblically, we are only obligated to shake on one day. It is only at the Temple Mount that we have to shake lulav 7 days. The rabbis, together with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, instituted that all over the world we shake lulav and esrog all 7 days in commemoration of the temple. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who went out to Vespasian and greeted him with the recognition that he would be emperor. And it is thanks to him that we have the whole oral law. So the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is leaving Jerusalem. Vayarab Yoshua olecha charav. And his disciple, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, was following him. And they looked at the Temple Mount with the temple destroyed. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, oilanu al zeh. Rabbi Yoshua declared, woe to us over this. Makom shemitkaperin ba'avonotehen shel Yisrael, shu charev. That place where the sins of Israel were atoned for, how it is destroyed. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, bni al yera lecha. Son, shouldn't be so bad for you. Yeshnanu kapara achat shehi kmota. That's a fantastic line. Al yeira lecha. Don't take it so badly. He's weeping over the destruction and he says, yes, but we have an alternative. And that was the greatness of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The capacity to see beyond the destruction. That was the capacity to see the building of the future. Till today, all Judaism revolves around his institutions. He was the one that gave the spirit. He was the one that said, no, it's not all over just because the temple's destroyed. And he tells Rabbi Yoshua, we have an alternative for atonement. The Eza, what is that alternative? Zogmilut chasadim. That is when we do kindness to our fellow men. Shenemar, as the verse says in Hosea, ki chesed chafatzti velo zabach. I prefer kindness to your sacrifices. So in doing an act of kindness, we can do more than we could once do at the temple with a sacrifice. Bevadai, undoubtedly, mishenatanu Hashem dat, whoever was granted knowledge by God, yireh shelo yitrashel bazeh. So then he will take this brisa at the heart, and he will focus, he will be diligent in observing this. V'yaseg minut chasadim kavua beveito, he will see to it that his house is a set place for kindness. Every person in accordance with what he can do. And he will, in doing so, he will attain for himself forgiveness. Just as we once had forgiveness through the altar.